from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. First, the headlines. Indonesian government ensures corruption-free governance. Indonesia-Saudi Arabia evaluate 2026 Hajj and prepare for 2027 Hajj. I'm Dika, and this is the news in detail. The Indonesian government reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring clean governance, free from corrupt practices. The commitment was conveyed following the detention of a number of officials over alleged corruption cases recently. State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi on Thursday in Jakarta said President Prabowo Subianto had instructed all law enforcement officers to continue carrying out their duties firmly and professionally.
Bapak Presiden memberikan penekanan sekali lagi.
The president once again emphasized and asked all law enforcement officers to continue carrying out their duties. Our spirit is that we truly want to make every possible effort to fight this culture of corruption.
According to Prasetyo, President Prabowo's directive reflects the government's seriousness in strengthening oversight of various national strategic programs. The government wants to ensure that every program being implemented truly benefits the people and is not misused by any party. He explained that oversight is being carried out across all ongoing government programs. President Prabowo also regularly received progress reports on the programs to ensure that development targets remain on track and in line with the principles of good governance. Previously, former head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, and former Deputy Minister of Immigration and Correction, Silmi Karim, were detained respectively by the Attorney General's Office and the Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, to undergo trial proceedings over alleged corruption cases. Dadan was arrested over alleged corruption in the governance of the Free Nutritious Meals program. Meanwhile, Silmi Karim was officially detained by the Corruption Eradication Commission over alleged corruption involving extortion in the processing of documents and permits. Indonesian Vice Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Dahnil Anzar Simajuntak, received a visit from Saudi Arabia's Deputy Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Abdul Fatah bin Sulaiman Mas'ad, at the Makkah Working Area Office on Thursday. The meeting discussed the evaluation of the 2026 Hajj implementation as well as preparations for the 2027 Hajj. Both countries agreed that the evaluation needs to be carried out early so that the quality of services for pilgrims can continue to be improved. Quoting an official statement, one of the main focuses of the discussion was services during the peak phase of Hajj in Arafah, Muzdalifah, and Mina. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia evaluated various measures to reduce pilgrim congestion, especially at points that have the potential to cause queues and crowd build-up. In addition to evaluating the 2026 Hajj, both sides also discussed preparations for the 2027 Hajj, which will begin earlier. This step is considered important so that all service needs, ranging from accommodation and transportation to the management of pilgrim movements, can be prepared more thoroughly. During the meeting, strengthening health checks for pilgrims also became a point of attention. Better health checks are expected to improve pilgrim safety and reduce the number of deaths during the Hajj season. Indonesian animated film Garuda di Dadaku recorded an important achievement on the international stage. The film has been nominated in the animation category at the Golden Goblet Awards, a prestigious award in the main competition of the 2026 Shanghai International Film Festival. The International Film Festival will take place in Shanghai, China from June 12 to 21, 2026. The nomination of Garuda di Dadaku was announced during a screening event held in Jakarta on Thursday. Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Irene Umar said the achievement shows that Indonesia's creative works have the competitiveness to enter the global market. She emphasized that the government continues to encourage national creative industry players not only to be strong at home, but also to break into international markets.
So, we always encourage them not only to grow in Indonesia. As the minister said earlier, they should not only become kings in their own country, but also expand widely beyond it.
The film Garuda di Dadaku was developed over 3 years and produced entirely without the use of artificial intelligence or AI. Its production involved 500 animators from 17 studios in various Indonesian cities, including Batam, Yogyakarta, Malang, Bali, Bogor, and Jakarta. With the involvement of hundreds of animators from different regions, Garuda di Dadaku is not only a film work, but also proof of the growing animation ecosystem in Indonesia. Its participation in the 2026 Shanghai International Film Festival is expected to open wider opportunities for Indonesian animated films to compete on the global stage. The Panoramika Fine Art Exhibition at the National Gallery of Indonesia in Jakarta has become a cultural meeting space between Indonesia and Uruguay. Held to coincide with the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries, the exhibition not only showcases works of art, but also strengthens bridges of friendship, dialogue, and cultural collaboration between the people of both nations. Ofra Regina has the details.
The Panoramika Fine Art Exhibition was held at the National Gallery of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, June 4, 2026. The exhibition features works by Uruguayan artists and is part of the commemoration of 60 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Uruguay. Through this exhibition, the two countries place art as a space for cultural diplomacy. It is not only a platform to introduce artworks, but also a means to strengthen people-to-people relations, build mutual understanding, and open new opportunities for collaboration in the cultural sector. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon said the Panoramika exhibition is expected to become a symbol of the growing cultural ties between Indonesia and Uruguay. According to him, cultural cooperation can serve as an important bridge to further expand relations between the two countries.
May this exhibition serve as a symbol of the growing cultural ties between our peoples. May it inspire new collaborations among artists, cultural institutions, scholars, and future generations in both countries. Let us continue to strengthen the bridge of culture that connects Indonesia and Uruguay, enriching our societies and contributing to great international understanding. So may this exhibition also inspire dialogue, creativity, mutual understanding.
Fadli Zon said art and culture play an important role in building relations between nations. Through works of art, people can get to know different values, identities, and cultural experiences. Meanwhile, Uruguayan Ambassador to Indonesia Cristina Gonzalez emphasized that relations between Indonesia and Uruguay continue to develop. She said the two countries continue to work together to build a strategic partnership based on mutual benefit.
As the relationship evolves, We continue cooperating towards building a strategic partnership based on mutual benefit. Today, through art and culture, we celebrate not only this important milestone between our two nations, but also enable enduring exchanges between our peoples.
According to Cristina Gonzalez, the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Uruguay is an important momentum to strengthen cultural exchanges. She said the Panoramica exhibition is one way to bring that relationship closer to the public. The Panoramica exhibition is a collaboration between the Embassy of Uruguay in Jakarta and the National Gallery of Indonesia. The exhibition presents works by Uruguayan photographer Luis Fabini through the Gaucho series, as well as the watercolor work Infinite Dawn by Manuel Rodriguez. The works on display depict Uruguay's landscapes, identity, and cultural experiences.
Indonesia and France are strengthening research and technology cooperation to support disaster mitigation and address the challenges of climate change. The collaboration covers the development of disaster monitoring technology, satellite data processing, and the strengthening of early warning system. Kiki Purba has the detail.
Indonesia and France are strengthening cooperation in research and technology to improve Indonesia's disaster mitigation capacity. This collaboration is considered important because Indonesia is located in a disaster-prone region, facing risks ranging from earthquakes and tsunamis to the impacts of climate change. The cooperation involves the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, universities and research institutions from both countries. Its focus includes the development of early warning systems, the use of satellite data, disaster risk modeling, and climate change research. The strengthening of this partnership was conveyed during the commemoration of 50 years of the presence of France's Institut de Recherche pour le Développement, or IRD, in Indonesia on Thursday, June 4, 2026. The momentum was seen as a reaffirmation that research cooperation between the two countries is directed toward addressing the real needs of the public. French Ambassador to Indonesia, Fabien Fanon, said Indonesia and France have actually worked together for a long time on various research projects. However, he said the cooperation now needs to be structured in a more focused manner so that it is aligned with the long-term priorities of both countries.
But what we want to do is to better structure its cooperation, which means identifying key priorities for the long term, corresponding to the needs of our two countries or the international global challenges we are faced.
Panon explained that the governments of both countries will provide funding support and long-term commitment. Meanwhile, technical implementation in the field will be carried out through collaboration among scientists, universities, and relevant research institutions. Meanwhile, IRD CEO Valerie Verdier said this research cooperation will be based on Indonesia's real needs. One of its main focuses is the use of satellite data and modern modeling to map disaster risks more accurately.
For example, here, to anticipate tsunami, to anticipate earthquake. So we will work on that. It's about modelization. It's about capturing data from satellite.
According to Verdier, the technology is not only useful for identifying potential disasters, but also for helping people living in vulnerable areas become better prepared to face risks. With stronger data, education and mitigation policies can be carried out in a more targeted manner. In addition to disaster mitigation, Indonesia-France research cooperation also covers climate change, biodiversity, forestry, health, and marine resource management. Both countries hope this collaboration can strengthen science-based public policy while increasing community resilience against various environmental risks in the future.
Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Do differently. Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Teach me how to
Voice of Indonesia.
Jalan
cerita kita berarti.
Wushu, or known as Barongsai in Indonesia, is a dance with the performers in a lion costume dancing mimicking the movement of a lion. That is why it's also called lion dance. According to the Chinese traditional belief, lion is a symbol of courage, power, wisdom, and excellence. The lion dance is performed to exorcise the ghost and evil spirit. Therefore, there will be lion dances during important events like a grand opening of a restaurant, establishing a temple, or even during the Chinese New Year. The lion dance is hoped to chase away not only the spirit but also bad luck. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Teringat
atas rasa
hasrat dan pelukan.
Still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, have you ever imagined what if your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you? Imagine there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Ngaben is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty. The deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site, where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated,
along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes, the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money, or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, that is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
Tak pernah ada di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer, and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single Tak Berakhir Sama that's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences.
Berarti sia-sia pelukanmu, bahkan janji-janji yang kita pandangan mata, namun jelas kulihat kamu. Malamku mimpi indah, ingat kamu.
sana kau hilang terus tanpa kabar. Tidur malam
still joining us the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. G, 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 which can be used for gula, gali, gigi. Let's continue. H, ha, H, ha, which can be used for helai, hari, halo. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Pastikan ku jalani dunia.
sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, here is The Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Hetty Kusendang. Hetty Kusendang was often named as legendary keroncong singer. But she is way more than that. When most singers usually stick to one music style, Hetty Kusendang has a greater range. Let's start with her early life. Hetty Kusendang was born into a Sunda Minang couple on August 6, 1957. She debuted at the age of 17 years old. It did not take her long to go national. Two years after her debut, Hetty Kusendang, along with Aji Bandi, performed at the 7th Indonesian Popular Song Festival. Their performance became the second best at the event. From here, Hetty and Aji Bandi joined the World Popular Song Festival in Tokyo, Japan. They performed Damai Tapi Gersang, or Peaceful But Barren. This was deemed one of the best performances of Hetty Kusendang.
Título de la canción, Amado Mío. Letra, Titi Hamza. Música, Adisuma Atmaya. Canta, Hetty Kusendang.
Another most remarkable performance of Hetty Kusendang was in 1983 edition of Viña del Mar International Song Festival in Chile. With orchestra led by ADMS, Hetty Kusendang performed Sayang or Dear. Her amazing performance made her chosen as the best singer in the festival. That performance alone, ladies and gentlemen, was a proof that Indonesian female singer deserved an international stage. That performance alone, ladies and gentlemen, was a proof that Indonesian female singer deserved an international stage. As the years went on, Hetty continued to perform internationally, especially in countries like Japan and the Netherlands, where her music found a strong audience. Later in her career, she also became a judge in singing competitions, mentoring young talents and sharing her experience with the next generation. Until today, Hatikus Endang is known for her versatility in styles, from Sundanese, Minang, Keroncong, into pop songs. She is a living proof that even from such a young age, when you set your mind on a goal, any woman can reach the highest level they want. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Hatikus Endang. Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
Listener, today in Music Quarter presents a song from Afghanshah Reza, or known as Afghan. Indonesian popular male singer Afghan has launched another English album after Wallflower released in 2021. The second English album, entitled Sonder, has the song Escape as the hit single. In the song Escape, Afghan has a duet with a singer and rapper from South Korea, Jesse. Escape itself is chosen as the main track because it represents Afghan's life, where he needs to escape for a moment from his routine after years of being in the public spotlight. Afghan chooses Jesse as his duet partner because of Jesse's unique voice and personality, which he feels suitable for the song Escape. The making of Escape music video was done in Bali and featured a number of activities that depicted the theme of getting away from your daily routine. Listener, this is Afghan featuring Jesse with Escape.
I know you got your door halfway open, but tell me if you in, are you out? Cause we both know that time waits for no one, so why are we still hanging around? It feels so good when we're here with nobody, so let's not fight the mood. I don't need anybody, as long as I'm here with you. Oh, can we just escape?
listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.